I was not angry.
Yeah, you were.
What do you mean angry?
At that time?
At that time. Meaning what time?
We were all scared of you.
No, you weren't.
Absolutely.
You were scared of me when?
And on 3321 La Cienega, nobody would talk to you.
That's not true.
Seriously.
You think I didn't become a nice guy till we came over here?
Until the last couple of years.
Oh, let me just... Do you think I'm a nice guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Now.
But then I was a jerk?
You didn't talk to anybody. We've had this conversation, Mace, over and over and over.
What, do you think that was more about you or him?
Him.
So you don't think it was like you were afraid to approach him?
No, he was approaching. You're like, hey, Mace.
Hey.
And just kept on walking.
Oh.
In the hallways.
Boy, I did not realize I was such a D-bag, man.
No, you weren't that. You just weren't. Like, Ireland was always cool.
Oh.
Ireland was cool and I was not.
Ireland talked to everybody in the hallways. I lost the end again.
It's
building.
Not that you were like a bad guy. It's just you didn't think Beto was worth your time.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
That too.
No.
Or you, Andy Bordoff.
You were working with me at that time.
I was one of the co-hosts of the Steve Mason show.
But that was before that show. When you first came from San Diego.
There were 800 of us.
Because there was animosity between you and the other show.
What was the other show?
Joe and Doug.
Oh, Joe and Doug.
Yeah, animosity was.
Was there animosity between us?
Oh, my God.
Did we go back and forth?
No, you could just feel the tension in the building.
Because
you were the new guys coming up, and eventually you were going to replace them.
Oh.
Oh, I see.
The plot thickens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a different person back then.
Yeah, you were. We all were. Yeah. I was the guy answering the phones.
Oh, that's
and
true.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah, Steve. But I know everybody's name.
No,
contrary
you did
to pop,
not know.
I know everybody's name now.
Now. No, you're awesome.
I know everybody's
name.
You
were always nice.
I only know this Mace.
Yeah, so when we used to work in La Cienega next to See's Candies.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mace next to See's Candy, yeah.
Hey, George, a la carte creator.
Yeah, that's right.
You would walk in and just walk straight to your spot. That was it.
Yeah. Do you remember the guy that was at the desk there?
George Quarterman.
Oh, I love that guy.
He was the best. Such a nice man.
Yeah.
Had such a great voice. We used to bring him in for Christmas to read the night before Christmas because he had such a great voice.
That good voice.
He was cool.
George Quarterman.
No, you were always nice. You just weren't approachable.
Yeah, now I'm extremely approachable.
Yeah,
not approachable because your head was elsewhere or that you actually didn't want to talk to anyone?
What's the A. Martinez line? Or he would say the world.
Oh yeah. How do you screw in a light bulb? How does Steve Mason screw in a light bulb? He holds the light bulb, and the world revolves around him.
Whoa!
It's a good joke.
It is.
It is a really good joke. So what's up, guys? What do you got cooking?
We have no idea.
Yeah.
You look good, Mace.
Thank you, man.
The fit, as the kids would say, looks good today.
Thank you.
You're dripping.
Dripping.
I appreciate the really. Intense way you've been trying to embrace the cardigan over the last year or so.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I love the cardigan.
Can I ask, are you wearing an Aviator Nation tee?
No.
That looks like
just
an Aviator.
A t-shirt.
Oh, it's like it's a knockoff Aviator. That's like
I can't afford
that's
real
like
one.
I know
the real brand.
I don't even know what that is.
Like I was like BK.
No, this is a company called Nation. Marine Lair. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All Marine Lair.
The Aviators are like $160 for a shirt.
I don't do that. I have children.
Yeah. Everybody, yes.
You go to Soho Yoga, you get a...
Totally. Those are like really expensive, cushy shirts and sweats. And if somebody's wearing one, you're like,
oh my.
Right?
What do they do?
Are they
they're really soft.
Are they like Lululemon?
$190 hoodie.
No,
hoodie.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
so when I saw his
Lululemon?
Shirt, I was like, Brian.
Yeah, Lululemon.
Just Lululemon.
He's on a roll. Let him go. He's on a roll.
Is it?
Lululemon.
Lululemon.
You live in Venice. Everybody
did you pronounce it?
Lululemon.
You're not joking.
He said Lululemon.
Lululemon.
Oh, no, that's how the
is that not correct?
Kevin, that is how the French say it.
It's not correct.
So it's Lululemon.
Lemon.
Lululemon.
What would make more sense?
Lululemon. Lululemon is. I'm going to start my own brand of clothes. Lululemon,
just like you get
to compete with
Amazon.
Lululemon.
Sis, coming in.
Amazon,
Lululemon.
Yes.
So BK, have you been out to Dodger Stadium yet?
No, I have not.
Yeah,
I can't. I'm waiting for the July price dip.
I'm also waiting for it to warm up.
Yeah, seriously, it's too cold.
Cold.
Saturday night, I felt bad for those people sitting in the rain.
Yeah, and then they had to watch the stupid grounds crew.
Which, by the way, I'm ready to go.
Tarp talk.
How dare you, Momo, accuse the grounds crew of being stupid and not knowing what they're doing?
I didn't say stupid. I said they were slow. They were slow.
She
they were
say
not
they
on
were
it.
Slow.
They were slow. Come on. Listen to the Cardinal. Do you have the Cardinal announcers?
Ah, those honks.
You have that Cardinal.
Beto, were you watching the game
on
television?
I saw the highlights.
Have you ever seen a ground screw take so long to put on
the tarp? It's like us driving in the rain. We don't know how, so we don't.
But that's
so
their only job. That's
no,
the
no,
only
no,
job is to put
job
the tarp
is
on.
Their job is to make sure that the field is playable. Right?
Yeah.
The other teams, they have to worry about rain and conditions. We don't.
Ricky, this grounds crew has no clue what it's doing with the tarp. They cannot get the tarp unrolled and get it down on the field, and Oliver Marmol
I was watching the show live, and I could not believe how incompetent they were.
They did
not.
They looked like 30 people trying to fold a fitted
sheet. And the tarp didn't even look big enough.
No.
The tarp was like small, and it had to
They didn't know. It's like they didn't know where it was, inside. Does anybody have the key to the tarp room?
The Midwest people, the East Coast, they need to know how to do this because they do it all the time.
Right.
When was the last time there was a rain out in
LA? They practiced that.
Wasn't there one last year? I think there was a rain out.
Listen, it's global warming, and it's going to happen more often.
So they practiced it. They do have here my sources in the
climate
grounds crew.
Change comes
sources
in the
grounds
crew. Sources in the ground crew.
What they say?
They said they do practice once a year.
Once a year, when?
In the off season, they practice.
No, that was the practice.
So they practice once, right? And then they come out, and then they didn't execute.
What they do all game?
What happened? Huh?
What are they doing all game?
They're making sure the field is ready to go.
Okay, so listen, the forecast called for rain.
Yeah.
So you're on alert.
You don't want them to go out and roll it back and forth,
But like everybody's gonna be on alert. Like they know.
Get a couple reps in.
Check the radar.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, it's true.
Show up early.
I'm surprised they even have. That means
they probably have a tarp.
Right. They have guys that show up every single night that are there just in the event that the tarp needs to be rolled out.
No.
In the middle of summer?
No. That's the normal grounds crew. There every single week. And they rotate. They have a few that are full-time and then a few, most of them are part-time.
They the guys with the rakes?
The guys with the rakes are also the guys that are doing the tarp.
Okay.
They don't have special tarp guys. On the East Coast, maybe.
Tarp specialists.
Yeah, you can have Yamamoto.
Yep.
Or you can have a tarp.
Which one do you want?
Which do you want?
Correct.
Again, surprise they even have a tarp.
Can't have both.
Yes, you can.
So what happened in this one is the rope got caught up.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it gets caught up,
yeah, that's true. Once it gets caught, it's hard.
You're stuck.
But there are ways to get it unrolled.
Yeah, you have to redo it, right?
Right, so, and they were figuring out the ways.
Do you guys remember when the tarps were automated? And like they would just come out of the ground in the old.
Oh, automated tarps?
Because they had a turf.
Right, in the old turf stadiums, they would just pop up out of the ground and roll out
of
the
field. One of the
Cardinals' life lost like a series because it ran over Vince Coleman.
Really?
Stuck.
And also, how many times have we seen those blooper of the tarp guys?
Yeah. People diving.
No, the crew getting eaten up. Because
Where does that
happen? Midwest and East Coast.
Yeah.
So don't even say they're experts over there.
But the good thing is when the players start sliding around on them.
No, that was in Bull Durham. That's fun.
That is fun.
I once.
You only do that after they call the game. You don't do that if there's a chance you might play still.
When I was in high school, we did a trip. My spring break, my senior year.
Okay.
We went to where the Marlins did their spring break.
Okay.
And did their spring training.
Spring training, right.
And it was raining
down in Florida, right?
Down in the Florida, as my great-grandmother would call it.
The Florida.
And so it was raining one night, and we actually broke into the stadium.
Oh, nice.
And did the tarp slides all over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was fun.
Did you take your cleats off?
We were wearing sneakers.
Were you caught?
So it's okay.
No.
See, I got caught sneaking into Ohio State Stadium one time.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
The horseshoe?
Yeah, it was the night before the Ohio State-Michigan game. We were all there completely loaded and decided that we should play football out on the field at the horseshoe. So we climbed over the fence. My pants got like caught on this gigantic and tore all the way down. So I had like these torn jeans.
Forensic evidence too.
Playing out. And so we did get busted, but they didn't arrest us or anything.
Times were different, huh?
Yeah, you couldn't do that now.
Yeah, you'd totally get arrested.
I can't even get close to the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Oh man. See, at least they played the games this weekend. See, if the grounds crew would have messed up and got flooded, then get mad. But they played.
Yeah.
Leave my guys alone.
So,
and plus, they're good gossip guys.
Oh, are they?
Huh?
They're good gossip guys?
Nothing else to do.
They're the ones that
get ready for the one night a year.
Yeah.
It might rain.
Because right now,
like
I just got a text
surprise.
From one of them. Thank you for defending us.
Yes.
Is it really like, did the rope really get caught? Or was it they were just caught sleeping?
No.
Like, you knew it was going to rain.
One of the guys did not pull the rope fast as he should.
There you go.
We tried our best.
Now, have we gotten rid of that guy? You've got one chance.
He's been reassigned.
Please, you've got one chance to get this right. We're only taking the tarp out one time one this time. Year. You've got to get it right.
Exactly. Have him killed.
You'll never see that again. Hey, but the LA behind the mound looks beautiful.
It does. You're right. Yeah, it definitely
they
does.
They paint it nicely.
Yeah.
The best part of it was just looking at the Cardinal dugout. Just everyone was losing their minds.
What is going on? So are you guys going to be watching the women's LSU and Iowa?
Yeah, it's the most intriguing game.
It
yeah.
is the most yeah. intriguing
I'm
game.
I'm excited
right?
about USC too.
Yeah. See, UConn with Juju.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Juju
women's
Page?
Final four. Women's yeah. final four has got juice this year. People are.
But this should be the final four.
Yeah, I
this
know.
Should be a championship game. Yeah,
the committee wanted to make sure they got these games. They wanted to make sure because there's no guarantee that you would have these kind of games in the final four.
Right.
This is why. This is how you know that women's college basketball has reached a level of like mainstream consumption when you have conspiracy theories about what the bracket committee is doing to try to arrange games.
Well, Bergman already knew the odds. That's good.
Yeah, Bergman did know the odds.
It was
Iowa's a slight favorite.
Yeah, it's on.
But they're the one seed. But the LSU is the defending national champ.
Yeah.
So I think you gotta go with LSU as the favorite because they won last time.
It's yeah, good. But do you still have that one clip, the cut clip?
Yeah.
Okay, so we were doing you. This is a call you took, Peto. You know, we're doing this thing, this app called Cut, KUTT, where you can do direct peer-to-peer betting. And you got a call. I think it was your very first call the other night. And a guy was disappointed, but not completely.
John in Palmdale, you're on the Lakers Post Game Show on 710 ESPN. What's up, John?
Hey, Beto, how are you?
Good.
I'm just sitting here, like, happy about the fact that I get to talk to you because I've been a big fan for many years listening to you coming on 710 and everything, and I'm glad that they found a place for you. But
appreciate
one
that.
Of the biggest things that I was okay with this game was the fact that I got to beat Bergman on the cut app for the over. I took the under for today's game, but that's like the only positive out of this whole Laker game today.
There you go. Well, the only positive.
That was in Indiana, that boat race.
Yeah. They were 150 to 145, and the other night, I had the over also uncut, and it was one of the lowest offensive outputs the Lakers have had this year.
They were done. The Lakers were done for that one.
Yeah.
They had no juice.
You going to get on the cut app with us, Brian? Sure. Sure.
You know what?
You're above all this.
I'm just trying to think. It's not that I'm just trying to think what the right answer is.
No, he just wants to get the real aviator shirt someday.
Yeah, I'm just trying. What's the right answer? Be like, you know, company guy.
Yes, I'm in.
Parachuting in. Yeah.
Yes, I'm in.
But I mean, I'm not doing the sports gambling.
Oh. It's fun. It's fun.
It is. Yeah. I don't.
I bet a dime on every game. I bet a dime.
Oh, I can bet a dime. I can do a dime.
Yeah, you can do a dime.
Is a dime 10 or 100?
It's $10.
Oh,
did I?
Big spender.
$10,000.
I'm talking for me. It's $10.
I was literally hoping I could bet a dime.
Yeah, no, you
like
got
like a piece of change.
You could bet 10 cents if you wanted to.
It's kind of lame, though.
I don't know if anybody's going to take that action.
Not all of us have the TV money.
Aviation T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Buttery soft dime. What are you going to win? 4 cents.
Yeah.
Not all that Lululemon or what?
Lululemon.
Yeah.
Love that brand.
He plays for LAFC, right?
Yeah, Lululemon. Yeah. All right, you guys are going to take over here. What do you guys got coming up to? Anything you want to know? Just more of this?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent. I'm going to be listening. Will you keep people updated on the basketball game?
No. It's actually DeAndre's birthday, so we're going to have...
DeAndre!
It was on Friday. It was on this
happy
past
birthday.
Friday.
I think I sent you a note.
That's DeAndre right there.
Yeah, DeAndre's great. All right, coming up for you is B-Cam and Beto.
Why is he got to go first? Why is he first?
You He's guys sitting... sort that out amongst yourselves.
No,
I was working left
Beto
to right.
No. You're...
Beto should.
Is that how you brought up Yachty Crew?
He's the primary...
Yes.
That's how you brought up Yachty Crew?
I went left to right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you talk to Yachty Crew?
I did talk to the keyboardist, and I talked to one of the guitar guys.
Do you remember?
Backstage. What's that?
Do you remember?
Remember? I was there.
I saw a photo.
I was there.
I did see a photo.
Yeah, there was a photo.
But Beto should go first. The circle of trust is very
good. And he has my
deeply
headphones on.
Believing. They're just sitting here, man.
So Beto and B-Cam. Tomorrow it is me and
me.
Beto! Whoa! Nice! That's tomorrow at 1. See you tomorrow, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bum, ba-dum, bum. Give me my water. How are we doing? Sedano and Cap are gone. Beto and BK are here. Oh my God, you're in trouble. And I am obviously in trouble. I just found out. How are we doing? Happy Monday, Sedano and Cap. George is on vacation from his Instagram. Cappy is somewhere. I don't know because I don't follow him. So I'm assuming he's somewhere on vacation. BK, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, I'm glad you're okay. There's so many things going on today. But before we get into the sports, before we get into DeAndre's birthday cake that I brought him that I didn't know was his birthday, but I brought him a cake anyways. It was Easter yesterday. So at my mom's house, there's a bunch of cake. My sister's took cake. My mom's diabetic. She doesn't need all these cakes, right? So I went there and I saw that there was a full chocolate cake. I'm like, Mom, you're 81. You don't need this. Let me take it in. So I brought it to the studio and I'm like, here, Brian's for you. And then they say, it's DeAndre's birthday. So now it's DeAndre's birthday cake.
Brian starts to take a slice. What are you doing? That's DeAndre's cake.
Exactly.
Put that down.
So I brought it in. They're like, Beto, why'd you bring a cake? I was like, Brian, he's the nicest guy. He's super cool. Every time I offer him something, he says yes. So I'm like, he'll like the cake. I just said it's for Brian, but it's really for everybody. But then Lynn's like, it's DeAndre's birthday. So happy birthday. I brought you a chocolate cake.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Is that your favorite?
Not really.
I thought you really were serious that you brought it in for him.
I am now. I'm going
to
take credit
for it. That's how Beto got where he is in his life. It's the ability to quickly adapt to changing situations.
It is true. Are we on YouTube right now? We are?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Hello to everybody on the YouTube audience. You're there. BK, how was your weekend?
It was good. It's nice. I was a little PTO last week. I also was on vacation, came back home.
What's
paid time off?
You don't know what PTO is. Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. Because Beto's Mr. 1099.
I'm freelance. I don't know.
It was something I learned when I got a
job. Oh, you have a real job?
I got a real job.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I'll tell you.
Oh, you have a real normal
job?
It's
a real job.
Yeah, like with benefits and dental and all that stuff?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it must be nice.
It is. And why do you think I'm like the break glass in case of everybody's gone?
Is that why your brother's here more often?
Doesn't have a job. Ain't got no job.
Ain't got no
always
job.
Always available.
That's me.
You have 800 jobs.
And I'm always available for
them. And then you go off and you do something for boxing and they call Andy. And Andy comes in.
That'll happen on Wednesday. I'll be in Indio and Andy will be Andy here will talking be here. About the Wizards.
And it throws off our recording schedule.
See, you and I go way back. We've been here together for years. We spent many a night in Aspen at the X Games.
God, I missed that. That was when the company
had money.
No disrespect, spent just crazy money.
And they would send
insane money
for dumb stuff that you just go. You're like, well, I shouldn't be here.
But I am.
But I am.
I'm enjoying it.
It is.
X Games was the best
game. It was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I met your at that time girlfriend.
She was
not your wife. That's fantastic. Lindsay, you have a good weekend?
I had a lovely weekend.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Watching LeBron drop dimes everywhere?
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say that people take him for granted because, you know, Mace might yell at you.
That's
a stale take.
Oh, I should not have asked Lindsay how was
your
weekend.
Just saying, cherish him.
I started off.
How was your Monday so far, Beto, Mr.
Let's talk about DeAndre here first. DeAndre, you good?
I'm good.
You worked with me this weekend?
I sure did.
You're a little tired?
No, I'm actually good. You know, I got enough. I'm good. I'm good.
You had a birthday on a Friday.
I did have a birthday on a Friday.
And you're how old?
26.
Okay, so that's like prime. Like, my birthday's on a Friday. I'm turning 26. You're in the sweet spot for that sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
How was your Saturday?
Easy. Well, you were with me Friday night, right?
I was, yeah. So I went home to Palm Springs Friday night, right? Okay. After I got done working here, because that's where I'm from. And came on to a nice surprise, you know, room was decorated and stuff like that. And then I ended up going out Friday night to, you know, a nice little little spot out there in Palm Springs.
Because it was an early
nest?
No, not the nest. Not the nest. Stay away. You got to stay away from
the
nest.
Where do you go for the nest? Where do you go out late in Palm Springs?
Oh, there's some spots.
There's some spots in downtown Palm Springs, yeah.
Right. Don't they have like 24-hour casinos there?
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to keep going. Got to keep going. But yeah, I'll be there on Wednesday at Fantasy Springs. They do a good job there. All right, so DeAndre's good. You recovered good on Sunday?
I did. Yeah. I did. I woke up in time for church, so I'm all good.
Did you have an Easter outfit?
I did.
You
did.
Did you have like the fancy? Yeah, like did you get dressed up?
I had a nice little trench coat with the, you know, nice little turtleneck, you know.
Oh, okay. Turtleneck.
Some pastels? Picks
or it didn't happen.
It's like 100 degrees out there.
No, it was cold. It was actually cold. It was raining too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because DeAndre is still young, right? So he's going to put in the thought and the effort into his outfit, especially on Easter, because he don't have kids to worry about. Are you hiding eggs?
Yeah, we hit it.
Okay, because you got the little ones, right?
Exactly.
Mine are old, so we didn't do that anymore. Now I'm like, hey, I'm going to work. See you guys later. So you win. I bet you bought a pair of shoes for this.
No, so I actually got gifted shoes for my birthday, and I ended up pulling those out.
Yeah, exactly.
to go with the fit.
Mm-hmm, the fit was good. All right, Linz, you're going to have to remind me of when we go to break here, because I don't know the clock on this show.
Okay. I'll tell you in your ear if you're okay with that.
Or even if we have a clock on this show.
On the sheet
there's
too.
Only one break, and it's at 12. Wait, that's it.
Oh, it's on the sheet?
According to the wall.
So I'm normally on the other side. Where I'm just popping off. So
it's
today,
okay.
I'm driving, baby.
Again.
I'm loving this. I'm loving that. I get to be the Sedano, so I'm not going to get mad at you, because I love you. You're a good person.
Oh,
you're
you.
Fantastic. You're wonderful. Brian Kamenetsky, by the way. Linz, I apologize to you. Before we get into the Lakers, before we get to the Dodgers, we got to get to this right now. Last week, you caught some flack because you parked in a spot and the Circle of Trust went off on you. Herbalife does not like you.
Oh, I had to block some people because they were telling me that I was an entitled little baby.
Well, I mean,
blah, blah, blah. You have been the victim of the same crime.
Well, I don't even know yet. What happened to my truck? What is going on?
Punch said that he was coming up just now, and there was a guy putting a citation or a violation, a ticket, whatever, on your truck. And he asked him, like, what was going on, whatever, and he was just like, oh, this is an Herbalife spot. You're not allowed to park here. And he's like, but there's no sign. And he's like, well, the guy that owns Herbalife doesn't want people parking in these spaces. But again, just like with me, the first two spots of that row right in front of the elevator do not have a sign on them. They have a pole, but the sign has been taken down. So just like our old parking spaces, because we used to have ESPN 710 spaces halfway down the same row, they're no longer paying for to have those reserved spaces. So they just took the signs off, but the poles are still there. Those are free spaces. So why aren't these free spaces?
Okay, so last week, did you know the story of what happened to Lindsay?
I'm learning it.
Yeah, okay. So last week when Lindsay was telling the story, I was driving around. And it sounded like Lindsay was entitled because I thought the way you told the story that you parked in an Herbalife spot that had the sign. So right now, what had happened was, we get done with crosstalk, you saw Funch in the corner, hey, I need to talk to you. I'm like, Funch and I mess around all the time, he's never serious. He's like, come here, man, I need to talk to you. Like, whispering. And he's like, you just got a ticket. I'm like, what? Where? He's like, Herbalife. I'm like, no, because I parked in the first spot where there is a pole. And in the parking lot downstairs, there are a bunch of poles everywhere. Some of them have a sign, others don't. The sign that said Herbalife is the one right next to me. In front of me is just the pole.
Just
you parked
the pole.
On there.
A pole. I took pictures.
Just
the
pole, right?
I took multiple pictures.
So I'm like,
I
follow the rules. I talked to, actually had this conversation with my daughter this morning about how I drive slow because I follow the rules and I'm a preventive driver. You know, AAA loves me where I'm always the one like, see that person driving? That is bad. Don't do that, right? That's how I talk, like the old man that I am.
You're a Rashi Rice fan.
Oh my goodness. No,
well,
you're
don't
not
get
doing,
started on that right now.
I'm not doing
that.
So Funch is like all nervous for me. He's like, you got a ticket. I'm like, well, that happened to Lindsay, not me. He's like, no, it's you. I talked to the guy. Funch is a great producer because he went and defended me. He's fighting for me. He's up here all concerned. And then he left the studio. Where'd he go? What'd you guys do to him?
I mean, he was back there working.
No, Herbalife is not the boss of me.
So you know what we're talking about,
so
right?
This is the funny part. Last week, or I think it was 2 weeks ago, I parked in that spot. And as soon as so there's two elevators. There's one coming up from the parking garage, and then there's one in the lobby that goes up to the building. So as soon as I got out of the parking garage elevator, this guy's standing right there, like chest to chest. And he's like, excuse me, did you just park that black car in that spot? And I was like, yes. And I started to walk towards the other elevator. And he yells to me, he's like, are you an Herbalife employee? And I was like, yeah. And so
you lied.
And he ran after me, literally ran, and got on the elevator with me and started like pointing his finger at me, like, you can't park in this spot, blah, 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 blah. Like, got on the elevator with me and was like, not swearing, but MFing me in my face. And all the way until like almost followed me in here. And I was just like, what's that guy's problem? And I was asking everyone around here, like, what's that dude's problem? They're like, oh, he's a new guy. He just started here. You know, every time they get a new guy, they do that. So then last week, he put a ticket on my car. And I, you know, he was being a jerk again. And I was like, this is so unnecessary. I don't understand why we can't park there. There's not a sign there anymore. And he's like, well, it's reserved. And I was like, well,
there's no sign.
There's exactly. a pole, but there's no sign.
So I need you, Linz, I need you to get Funch. Tell him to go take a picture of what it looks like from my truck, what my truck is looking at. If there is no sign there, because if there's a sign all of a sudden, oh, man.
No, there's not.
I need Funch to go downstairs and take a picture.
Okay.
Because I am innocent, Your Honor.
That sign's been gone for months.
Funch, go take a picture.
This is the person who, when he's not at work, is walking around the neighborhood enforcing HOA laws.
This is also the guy who works at the ballpark where it's like, you know, the seventh inning, you're there with your kid, there's an entire empty section in front of you,
oh my goodness,
and you take your kid and you go sit down there, and he goes, no, you can't sit here. And you're like, what, the entire section's empty? And he goes, no, people pay good money for those seats, you can't sit there. That's that guy.
First of all, this is an Angel game, right? I see that happen at Angel games
exactly,
all the time.
Exactly.
Do we still carry their games?
Yes, we do.
Yes. Okay. Love them. Be down there pretty soon. Good weekend for the... So far, good road trip for the Lakers, BK.
It is. And, like, I mean, we're all a little disappointed by the Indiana thing, but, like, you know, they can finish 5-1.
They can. We'll talk about that coming up. And LeBron, I'm going to praise him. And no Terminal H today. Sedano and Cap, BK and Bethel in for you on 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
The reason you're playing Marvin Gaye?
It's on the OTDs.
His birthday was yesterday, I think, right?
It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe I should check the emails.
It's on the sheet I printed you, Beto.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not a... It's the happiness and the nice and the music kind of belies the reason.
So Marvin Gaye's birthday is tomorrow. Wait, isn't there normally like a big voice rejoin guy?
Yeah, but Chris didn't do them today because he had a partner meeting.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we're not going to have Chris...
No.
Announcing them.
No, DeAndre is going to spin the tunes.
Oh, let's go. Way better. Let's go. On Marvin Gaye's birthday tomorrow. He died in 1984 and have always...
On April 1st.
Wait. Want to know what? He was killed by his dad on his birthday. Yep.
Yeah.
He was killed on April 1st?
Yeah. He was also born on April 1st.
No, it says right here, birthday tomorrow.
Right.
4-2.
Well, he was killed then the day before his birthday. Yeah.
All right, on this sheet, it says Marvin Gaye, tomorrow, 4-2.
Okay.
Today
he was killed.
Less happy.
Jeez.
Wow. I was just saying, it was they're like, you know, a day apart. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, go and check out Marvin Gaye singing the national anthem at a Laker playoff game. That's fantastic. You never seen DeAndre?
I've never seen it.
Oh, my goodness.
I've never seen it, no. I'm going to check it out.
You're 26 years old. Pull it up on YouTube. It's fantastic. Marvin Gaye sang the anthem at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
There's like a whole backstory.
The whole
like,
story.
Yeah. They didn't think he was going to show up.
He didn't think he was going to show up. So Ireland tells a story all the time about Lon Rosen, who's now one of the big executives at the with the Dodgers, at that time was working Lakers PR and was in charge of, you know, the anthem singers. There was no sound check. There was nothing. They couldn't find him. Marvin just pulls on in, sings, and just crushes it. Probably one of the best renditions ever. You can think about him, that one and Whitney right there. Boom.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah, go check that out, DeAndre. See, we're putting you on game here, young man. 26 years old. Now you're old. Now you got to start talking like this. All right, Lakers on a road trip. They will play tomorrow in Toronto. Game number 5 this weekend. They lost to Indiana and, quote, lost. They just got worked. And then yesterday they beat Brooklyn. 4-1 on this road trip tomorrow?
With Toronto and Washington.
All right. 4-1 on the road trip tomorrow because they're going to beat Toronto.
They better.
Do they go 5-1, AK?
They better, BK. They better. This is the thing. Like, you can't – we're still doing this thing where, like, the Lakers going to move up to 8. Phoenix got a terrible schedule, and Sacramento's slumping a little bit. Like, they can move up. They can do it. If you lose to Washington or Toronto, you don't deserve to move up.
So the reason I'm cautious about Washington, same thing Ireland was saying – the last game of a road trip, when you've been gone for almost 10 days, you're kind of looking at, all right, I'm ready to get home. Uh-huh. I'm ready there. And if you look around, are we really gaining any traction? I think you sent out the tweet today that the Lakers have been playing excellent basketball the last 10 games.
Yep.
But it doesn't feel like it because they're not moving anywhere in the standings.
They've gained one game each on Phoenix and Sacramento and the Warriors, and have lost two games relative to Dallas. Dallas gone 9-1, Lakers 7-3.
Now, the Indiana game was going to be a loss because they were 4-5. Their legs were gone. Mm-hmm. Indiana at home, and Indiana's fighting for a spot to make sure that they get out of the play-in game. So, not surprised about that game. They just run out of gas. They get to New York. They rest, they reset, and it helps that Brooklyn doesn't score until like 5 minutes into the game.
Yeah, Brooklyn's not good. That's why I'm saying, like, yes, last game of the road. I remember a few years ago, remember when we used to do the shows down in the ESPN zone?
Yep.
Like, you know, hosting stuff down there, and they're playing like Charlotte. They always lose in Charlotte. Last game of the trip's always in Charlotte. They always lose a game. Okay, but that's when that team was like good, and like doing stuff and whatever. You can't lose to Washington. Washington has won
14
games. This season, they are 6-31. Wow, they're on their own floor. They're 6-31 at home. Like, you cannot lose. If you lose either of these games, Toronto has some good players on their roster. It's a good organization. They've lost 13 games in a row.
And here's why I think Toronto's going to be the win. Because after the win yesterday in Brooklyn, you're feeling good. You stay the night. Stay in New York, and then they travel to Toronto today. That's part of the reason why Ireland wasn't on the show today, because the Lakers are flying to Toronto from New York. So they got two good nights in New York, two good meals, some chance to sleep kind of normal. So Toronto's going to be a win, and Toronto's not good right now.
13 straight losses.
Toronto's lost 13 in a row?
13 in a row.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's their starting lineup. It's Kelly Olynyk, Bruce Brown. Because everybody's hurt or shelved or traded.
Yikes.
Kelly Olynyk, Bruce Brown, Gary Trent Jr., somebody named Freeman Liberty.
Come on.
Javon Freeman Liberty. It's a great name.
Come on.
Kudos to that guy and the Freeman Liberties. And Grady Dick, their number one pick.
Wait, Freeman Liberty?
Javon Freeman Liberty.
You Google you that.
You start going to the bench, and it is people that you have to be like. I play in the most intense, deep fantasy basketball league that you could possibly be in, and none of these people are on anybody's team.
All right, so Javon Freeman Liberty.
Javon Freeman Liberty.
From Chicago, went to Valparaiso and DePaul, undrafted, G League guy, mostly G League this season also.
Right. And I'm not trying.
6'3". No.
Good for him, man, but I'm just saying, like, this is their starting lineup. The best player in their starting lineup is either Kelly Olynyk or Gary Trent.
Oh, he became an NBA regular in March.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's like, what's this going is on. All right. There's your Freeman Liberty talk.
You got it. But I'm saying, like, the Lakers are not a serious team if they don't win these two games. They're just not. And I think they will.
They should come back 5-1.
They're playing serious basketball right now.
Now, but you look at the standings, AK, and I know we're not going to hardcore standings.
Keep doing that.
But
I'm Brian.
Oh my goodness!
But BK, you're like I'm saying, you're used to working with Andy's here.
Yeah, I like you better though, AK.
Most people do.
No, you're the best. Will they finish in the eighth spot? I still say they're going to stay in nine because they're going to. That's just it's going to be them breaks because just when they're playing good basketball, just when they're taking care of beating the teams that they should beat, instead of getting help the way the season's going, they're not going to get the help they have.
They got it. Look, they still have a couple. They've got to play Minnesota. They've got a game against the Pelicans. Last game of the year is against the Pelicans. Pelicans may or may not need that game. They could be completely locked into where they are, or they could be trying to stay out of the play-in. Like, there's just, you don't know. And so that's going to be a big deal. Like, you know, what is Minnesota playing for when the Lakers go there? Is Donovan Mitchell in the lineup when they play Cleveland? Like, this is the part. This is why the Indiana game.
No, he won't be.
Spider Mitchell's in it?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. They're on a road trip. He's all mad and angry at his team right now. It's a whole thing. I don't think he's going to play.
It's a whole thing.
Trust me.
Hey, well, Gabe Vincent's not playing. So Gabe Vincent's not going to play in Toronto tomorrow. He's out.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Sorry.
First night of a back-to-back, so no Gabe Vincent. You don't need him in Toronto. Good to see him back. But you don't know what you're going to get with him.
No.
At all, because he's still got to get in playing shape. LeBron, the 9 3-pointers yesterday, fantastic.
He had
standing
40
ovation.
40 points.
40 points.
On 17 shots.
Yeah. That's efficient.
It is.
It's efficient. I like that. And that's why yesterday.
You analytics guys with your efficient numbers and your data.
So this is how you know that the Lakers are going well. LeBron ties a career high, 9 3-pointers, right? 40 points. Lakers win easy. You know how many calls we got on Laker Talk yesterday on Easter?
None.
One.
Well, also it was Easter, right?
No, it doesn't matter though, because if the Lakers would have lost,
if they had lost,
oh, we're lining them up because Lakers, there's nothing to complain about the last few games.
It would have been risen as people's ire.
Yeah, it would have been. Oh, it would have been. See, LeBron thinks he's this. LeBron thinks he's that. No, his podcast is the distraction. No, which it can be if you're.
His podcast is not good. Let's just say that. Let's just get that out of the way now. It's not good.
Dang, you are salty today.
I love LeBron.
those people.
I was trying to be diplomatic.
You've become a completely different person since the Herbalife people
gave
you a ticket.
They got me going. That little Kevin Hart wannabe. That's what he looks like. Is Kevin Hart.
Dang.
He looks just like Kevin Hart.
Wow.
Hey, he got in my face and bleeped me. So you know what?
Wow.
He deserves it.
Height shaming.
Oh, Funch is here. Funch, get over here. Funch doesn't want to get on the mic.
Can't talk.
Where's my ticket?
This is too super
where's my
serious.
Ticket, Funch?
Doesn't want to get involved.
We're doing Laker Talk right now, but now that Funch is here. No, you don't need the headphones. Just talk to us. Funch.
Pretend it's just us.
Did I get a ticket?
You got a ticket.
I
walked to the elevator. You want me to tell the whole story today?
We already gave the recap, but yeah.
Okay, well, yes.
You were trying to defend me, Funch, like a great producer that you are.
Yeah, I was like wondering why he was putting a ticket on there and everything. And he was saying that the guy who owns the spot says, hey, don't park there anymore. To us.
But is there a sign in front
of
my truck?
There's no sign there. Your sign's next to it. It says, you know, whatever, Herbalife or whatever. And
next to me.
Next to you.
In front of me.
Next to you. And this spot right here says nothing.
So where's the ticket, Funch?
Oh, you want me to go get it for you?
It's probably just like mine that says, warning, parking violation. And I don't know if that guy
just
spelled
it. Looks exactly like that.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know if he spelled things correctly on yours, but he used the wrong form of there.
But like, what do they do?
No, there's no, it's not, there's no amount. You don't, it's just a warning.
A warning for what?
To tell you not to park there anymore. They're just being, you know.
Or what? Like they're going to tow you?
I don't know.
But Funch, don't I park there all the time?
It says, wait.
I've seen you park there, yes.
The majority of the time. There's no
There's
sign.
No sign there. No.
Not even on the ground.
They have an argument.
So does Herbalife have their own like printed tickets that are like Herbalife
yes,
tickets?
They do. So this says this vehicle's description has been permanently recorded in all caps. Failure to conform to our regulations may result in towing and storage of vehicle at driver's expense or revocation of parking privileges.
But it's not the Herbalife parking lot.
You're right, it's not.
Lindsay, this has gone on your permanent record.
Oh.
You're right. I've had worse things on my permanent
when
record.
When next time you like apply for a job or anything, like a loan, anything like that, you're going to have to tell them about
this. I find
this.
It interesting that Kevin Hart didn't put his name on the... He filled out every other box, but not the issued by. Nope, didn't fill
have
that out.
Have you ever been convicted of a felony? No, but...
But Kevin Hart gave me a ticket.
I did park in an Herbalife spot once.
Oh, the women's game going on. LSU leading Iowa 31-26.
I was up by like 7 early.
Yeah, start the second quarter. Coming up, more Laker talk and more Lindsay Hates LeBron's podcast. BK's in, Bethel's in. Listen, Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Debbie Gibson?
Say my name.
Who is this?
What?
Who is it?
It's the Bengals, isn't it? No,
the Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals.
The Bengals? Right. I don't know. I hope I'm saying it right. Yeah.
The Bengals? The Bengals?
Cincinnati?
It's right. It's Lululemon.
Wait.
It's the Bengals.
What song? And why are you playing
Eternal
this song?
Flame. It's on the OTDs, relevant. Man. Right.
What is this? OTD.
Do you not know how this works by now?
Because on April 1st,
no, because
they
normally
also
I just
shot Susanna Hoffs. Yeah.
Beth Duran, Brian Kamenetsky, Sedano and Kemp, they're both gone. And no,
Susanna
I don't know
Hoffs
how it
is
works.
Very much alive.
It's because normally I'm on the opposite side, prepared to talk sports, and then Cappy just goes off on the rails, and I don't know what's going
and
on.
And he just goes,
That was actually my the first time I hosted this show with Cappy, I realized this, where I'm sitting, is the greatest
absolutely
seat in sports radio because you don't have to prepare anything.
No.
I mean, I did,
all.
Just in case.
I also thought I was going to be you today, because I thought
right.
Cappy was going to
no,
be here.
No, Lindsay told me. All right. I was like, great.
So on this day, the number one hit, the Bengals, Eternal Flame.
I like how you said that, like, as if you were a DJ.
Hey.
On this day,
crazy
the Bengals,
DJ
Eternal
voice.
Flame. All right.
There you go.
Bengals.
Not the Cincinnati Bengals.
No, the Bengals.
Bengals.
The Bengals.
They were like, it was like the Bengals or the Go-Go's. Like, you had to choose.
Oh, they did Walk Like an Egyptian.
That's right.
Oh, that's a banger.
All right, so there you go.
I did a dance to that when I was in ballet. Oh, was, you know, we did ballet and tap.
Can
and
you
dances.
Remember the steps?
No.
Can
I was. You, show us? I was, you know how long ago that was? I was probably like 3. It wasn't even real.
It's on YouTube.
It wasn't even real.
It's a visual medium.
I'm good.
All right, so we're getting through this first hour. LeBron James yesterday, fantastic play. Oldest guy in the league. Couple of dunks, but this is what he said after the game. And then Funch is like, Bam Bethel, LeBron just said this. It's all over Twitter. I'm like, okay, cool. And I heard it, and I'm like, Funch, there's a reason it's all over Twitter.
Yeah, not very long. Not very long. I'm on the other side. Obviously, I had a heel. So, I'm not going to play another 21 years. That's a damn sure. But not very long. I don't know when that not very door long. Was closed. Not very long. When I retired. I'm on the other side. Obviously, I had a heel. So I'm not going to play another 21 years. That's for damn sure. But not very long. I don't know what when that door was closed as far as when I retire. But I don't have much time left.
That's LeBron.
Sorry,
saying,
I hit it the same time as you. My bad.
Okay, cool. See, because as a show host, I stay prepared. I know how to put the audio
I know,
here.
But I'm not used to them hitting their own buttons.
There was a distinct lack of trust there.
Yeah, so the
question. No.
There was.
One more time. Hey, this is what happened with communication. One more time. LeBron was asked how long he will play.
Yeah, not very long. Not very long.
I will
I'm
stop it there.
Side.
Not very long. Right. He's on the opposite side. So Funch is running. Beto, he said this in Twitter all over the place. Not very long. He's 39.
Right.
21 years 21 in.
Years. I mean, not very long might mean 1 year. It might mean 2 years. It might, but it's like it's not five.
How
it's
long,
not seven.
How many do you think he really plays?
I think he signs up for two more with the Lakers this offseason.
Two more.
Two
so
more.
One with an option, maybe.
No, I think he's going for two guaranteed.
Really?
Yep.
Two guaranteed.
I think he wants two guaranteed, and then he'll. I think with a
with a player option
with
after
a
the
hand,
first year.
Maybe with a handshake agreement like. I will, if I suck, if the wheels come off, I tear my ACL or something like that, I'll retire.
Don't say things like that.
I'm just.
It happens. And you got that
where
age.
You got, like, but he's not going to sit there and, no disrespect to him, Steve Nash him for a year and you know.
And we saw Nash up close. And, you know, he broke a bone in his leg. He
right,
was trying to recover. His body just failed him. 2 years with an option? That makes him 43?
I think he's going to want 2 years guaranteed. Oh. I think that's where this starts.
I think
it
he wants
starts?
To play longer than Tom Brady. Like
I mean, the
age.
Way he takes care of his body can definitely happen, right? But at what level? At how much of a pay cut are you going to take?
Oh.
Zero.
Zero.
Oh, then I don't want that.
Zero pay
I don't
cut.
Want that.
wait a minute, you say at what level, even half of what he's giving now is still better than a lot of half the league.
Okay, right now, Lens, when you hit 40, it doesn't matter how you take care of yourself, you're going to slow down no matter what.
Yeah, he's slowed down, and this is him slowing down.
Then you know what? How much is this toll going to take on him for next year? When this season's done, the amount of minutes that he's played, it's going to take a toll on you. It's going to happen. So when you're 41, 42, you're not going to be – look, Brian, you're in your 40s. And you slow down. You're not an elite athlete anymore.
Not elite.
You used to be spry.
We didn't get a chance to show this at the pickleball tournament because it rained.
Yeah.
But he's correct.
No, but it doesn't matter. The toll. If you look at LeBron, years that he's played.
I'm in good shape for a 48-year-old person.
2 years.
48 isn't 38 and it's not 28.
Again, this is just Brian's speculation. 2 years plus the option for three. That's a lot. At $60 million a year, whatever it's going to be.
The hard part for the Lakers is what do you do otherwise? Because if LeBron walks away, it's not like you just import a different guy making, $50 million who can play like that. I mean, there's
a couple guys.
There's
you can
the,
get.
You know, the Trae Young talk and all that kind of stuff. Like maybe you can go trade for somebody or whatever, but you don't have the space to like go sign someone. When they committed to LeBron. They sort of committed to LeBron until
what
LeBron
is it now for
even
LeBron?
Decided to go.
7 year? Year seven?
Something like that. It's a long. He's been here a while.
It's been here a while, yeah.
You know, they committed until he's basically done. And he's still really good, but the hard part is how do you build a team around LeBron that's good enough to get LeBron through the season so that when April comes, he can hit the gas and be playoff LeBron and play defense, be on both sides of the ball, and
they haven't
stuff.
Found a way to do it because they're in the ninth spot right now.
They have not.
And you're going to say, give me three more years.
I mean.
Would you do it?
Yes. And ooh. I'd feel real. Because if you're not going to give him the money, let's say, okay, you go out and you trade for Trae Young or you do something like that. So now you have Anthony Davis, Trae Young, and probably a fair amount of minimum guys. That team is not winning the West. You might as well just rip it up. I'm not a big believer in rip it up. I'm a big believer in stretch it out as long as you possibly can, because you saw what happened the last time. You know, Andy and I hosted like 8 years of post games.
Yes, you did.
In the wilderness, and and then
I would come help.
Got let go from that stuff because the organization thought we were too negative, and it was like, well, maybe try winning a couple.
Did you really?
Here. I think it had something to do with it.
Really?
I was like, win a couple games, and we're doing the best we can.
Ryan Kelly.
We had stretches of games where the most exciting thing. Remember when they had all the guys whose last names were a color, like Vander Blue.
Oh
and
my
like, you
goodness.
Know, like we were just coming up with anything to try to
That's
it's like
bad.
Four guys. The last name was a color.
What up, Darius like, Morris?
We had a green in there. I think that we needed to trade for Michael Redd. Like we just
oh, that would have been perfect.
Give us something. But like it was those were not good times.
No,
like,
they
rebuilds
weren't.
Suck.
Yes,
and I think fans are like, oh, just tear it down, build it. But no, that's
you can't.
They
tear
don't have the
it
stuff
down.
To build it right back up.
Kobe got his contract, you knew what that was. That was the golden handshake.
Right.
Thanks for all those years. You're going to give it the big contract.
Right. And
it's going to be the swan song.
Don't look behind the curtain.
Yes. It's going to be the swan song. You're going to go out there. We're going to praise you. A lot of accolades. And this team's not going to be good. You knew that.
Yes.
You knew that because it was you would go to the games to say, this is the last time I'm watching Kobe Bryant. Right now with LeBron, it's, no, we're still trying to compete.
Right.
And he's hindering. If he's 43.
If he's, I mean, look. Here's the thing. Like
you say they're he's hindering them
if
from
he's
competing.
43. I'm saying when we get to this hypothetical,
I don't know.
If
I don't
he's
think
43 and bad.
You don't know that though. Like look at this year. People thought going into this year, like,
okay,
oh,
it's
he's
one thing to be
older.
It's one thing to be Tom Brady and play 15 games once a week. It's another thing to carry
I'm just saying,
a team.
Look what he's doing now. Who's to say he's not going to do it again next year?
Who's Father Time says that?
Well,
at
he said that last year and the year
not
before.
Going to, but
you're right.
Right
at some
now,
point, but there's no.
You're going
to
tell me when the dude's 43, he's still going to be at the elite level, Lens?
No, I'm just saying. Come you don't
on.
Know. He's unlike anything. There's
and
no
he's
precedent.
Gonna, and he's going to let somebody else be the alpha, be the number one.
I mean, I
come
think
on.
That part I believe.
I think he
really?
Will. I think he wants to do that,
really?
but AD hasn't stepped up to do that.
Really?
I think he wants to. I think he would love nothing more.
DeAndre, looking at me. DeAndre's only known Kobe, LeBron in his life. That's all you've ever known.
And Kobe. I grew up in the Kobe era, too.
he was playing before you were born.
Yeah, he was. But I'm saying, like, as far as like growing up, yeah. I was there for those years. He won.
But you've seen LeBron.
I seen LeBron like his peak and how he. You know,
you really think LeBron's gonna be like, hey man, go ahead, I'm gonna be the number two, three.
Well, it depends what you're talking about. Are you talking about Anthony Davis? You carry us through the regular season.
It ain't
season.
Anthony
you
Davis.
No, it's not.
It's not gonna be Anthony Davis.
If it was gonna be Anthony Davis,
human, be our best player through the regular season.
It depends on who it is. Yeah, I think he would. But there isn't anybody anywhere close to that.
I love your unabashed.
When can Wemby
LeBron?
Get
listen for you coming up. All kinds of stuff. What do we got? What do you need to know? More BK. We're gonna talk to the Dodgers. Hopefully, I don't have another parking ticket. DeAndre's birthday cake celebration. BK's in. Bethel's in. Sedano and Cap are on vacation on 710 ESPN.